one thing. And it's time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Favorite things to do is stop somebody for speeding. There's nothing like getting out of that squad car, adjusting your sunglasses, pulling your britches up, and walking slowly and purposefully toward them, knowing full well they're looking in the rearview mirror, hating life, knowing they're about to get a piece of pay and paper. Well, you stop this car full of family maggots, you lean down, you look inside, you say, "Could I have your driver's license and registration, please, sir?" And as the guy's fumbling through his wallet for it, his little kid in the back seat says, "Gee, Daddy, he doesn't look like a stupid beer-bellied redneck to me." And steam comes out of your ears. And you say, "Did your daddy tell you that, boy?" You grab that guy, you say, "Hey, buddy, are you telling your kids those?" He said, "Well, I am." You say, "Get out of the car! Get out of the car!" And then you grab him by the collar and you just yank him through the open window. And then you pick him up and you put him on the front of the car so that the antenna goes up the back of his shirt so he's hanging there like a piñata. And then you grab him and you say, "Don't you ever do that! You are going to learn some respect for the police! It's no wonder these kids grow up to be axe murderers and they're stupid, unbelievable, no good guy!" And you just bat that guy left and right. His wife is in the front seat saying, "Leave my husband alone! Leave him alone, then!" You look back in the window and say, "Ladies, people like you make me sick. You poison the minds of the kids so that they grow up hating the cops. You tell them things like, 'Beer Billy, let me show you what I think of you and your whole family.' And you unlimit the hydraulics and you figure you'll take a leak right inside the open window. And as you're standing there, the lady thinks fast and hits the button on the electric window, imprisoning you in a most unsavory manner. You stand there saying, She says, "Are you going to let my husband go?" You say, "Yes." Are you going to ride and say, "Take out there?" She hits that button a little bit. You go, "No! No!" Just then the sergeant pulls up and he sees you standing there on your tippy toes. He sees the situation. He says, "All right, ma'am, I think you better let the window down. The officer was a little out of line, but then again, I think maybe you're a little out of line. But I think we'll just call it even. You all have a nice day." Finally, she opens the window and you go, "Oh, God! Oh, oh, oh." The sergeant says, "Well, I hope you've learned your lesson." You say, "Yeah, I sure did. Next time, I think I'll tinkle in the trunk." Cold.